You know that the Pami Vizhogov once said, as Melstons, he said it in Yiddish, but I'll translate it also. Melstons, the meret, by the dinners, ret men teure, on the main geld. He used to get up, he went right to the point, says, ich red geld, und ich mein teure. He says, most people, they talk, when they get up, they say all kinds of drushes and pulpulim, and but their intention, of course, is to raise money. He says, when he gets up, he talks about money, and his intention is to propagate Torah. So this is Baruch Hashem. So I wanted in that vein to speak a little bit about the mitzvah of tzedakah. And especially the Rambam in the 10th Perek of Matnos Aniyim. The Rambam has Hilchus Tzedakah. Someone asked me recently, where is Baruch Shepetarani? He's looking all over the Shulchan Aruch and he can't find it. I tell him, look in Hilchus Shechayonu. Each thing has its place, sometimes not where you expect it. Where does the Rambam have Hilchus Tzedakah? Go find it. So the answer is, towards the end of Matnos Aniyim, Leket, Shikra, Peya, and so on, so he has mitzvah tzedakah. And that is, of course, in Sefer Zroim. So if someone wants to find Hilchus Tzedakah in the Rambam, he has to look in Zroim. If he wants to find it in the Shulchan Aruch, he has to look in Yerideyim. So the Rambam in the 10th Perek begins with an extraordinary statement. Now we know from Pirkei Avos, Hevi Zoyah b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, she'eina to yodeya matan schoron shel mitzvahs. One of the Mefoshim explains on the spot that the matan schoron of Averis, the Torah itself describes quite often. Some things you have malchus, some things you have misa b'dei shamayim, some things you have kores. Like we say in the Al-Chayt, at the end, Al-Chatoim Shanu Chayovim Aleyim, and so on. On the other hand, mitzvahs asay, the positive mitzvahs, it does not say in the Torah, B'derech Klal, except in rare exception, L'man Yitav Loch Varach Toyomim, and so on. It does not say what the schar is. So says the Mefarish, V'bald, it doesn't say what the schar is. It proves that you'll never know. When you do a certain mitzvah, you think it's an easy mitzvah, you think it's a lightweight mitzvah, there's no such thing really. But the measure of it is lacking in the Torah because the Torah doesn't give you the gauge of matan schar like it does by the chumrah of the aveira. The Rambam comes along and he says something here which l'cha'ira seems to contradict this. Of course it does not, but we have to understand. Chayovim onu lihizoyer b'mitzvahs tzedakah yeser mikol mitzvahs asay. Hear a lashon? We're mechuyev to be careful about the mitzvah tzedakah more than any other mitzvahs asay. So the Rambam did not say, and this is my point, that the mitzvah tzedakah is more choshuv than any other mitzvah. But still he said that you have to be more careful about it. So why? If mitzvahs, you have to be more careful about this mitzvah than making kiddush. So I would have said the answer is pashut. In every other mitzvah, you're not machaya person. Here it would be a question of life and death sometimes. So of course you have to be careful. Like the Chazal that says that the wife used to give the bread and he used to give the money until he went to the bakery, he died. So lemaisa tzedakah is a very sensitive and critical mitzvah because Yenam's Leben is Tali in them. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says something very, very interesting. Chayavim onu lizor b'mitzvah tzedakah yesim b'kol mitzvah saseh sha tzedakah simon la tzadik. Yeah? Zer Avram Avinu. That's the girsa that we have in the regular Rambams, before the Madura of Reb Shapsi Frankel came along, with the different Nuschois, and the Madura of Reb Shapsi Frankel changes it with one ois. Simon litzadike zera Avram Avinu. What's the difference between the two? The old version that we had, that Simon latzadik, zera Avram Avinu, could be taiched. Latzadik means the tzadik is Avram Avinu and his descendants. But Siman Latzadike is plural. So it clinches that even Siman Latzadik doesn't refer to Avram. It refers to the tzadik in every door who is clearly identified as Zer Avram. Now we know, I'll give you a little bit of a hakdama, what's going on over here. Because there's a tremendously tifet Torah in these two lines of the Rambam. We know, if somebody asks you, mitzvahs mila was given to Avram Avinu, right? In the bracha, I just came from a bris. In the bracha it says, lachnisai bevrisai shall Avram Avinu. When someone would ask you, what is mechayivas, what din compels us to do bris mila? Where are we coming from? And someone would answer, what are you talking about? The children of Avraham Avinu, and particularly the descendants of Yitzchak and Yaakov, are mechuyev in bris mila because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham Avinu. That would be an erroneous statement, because what compels us is Har Sinai. And it doesn't matter if the pasuk is mentioned or not. The fact that the Torah describes the Tzivu Tavram Avinu, historically at that moment before Har Sinai, the Chiyuv was because of Zera Avram. But the mitzvah today, after Har Sinai, all Tayag mitzvahs, bar none, are compelled to us because of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. And nothing outside of Sinai compels us. It's quite possible that the same is true by Goyim. That even though the Goyim have Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and that means six mitzvahs that were commanded to Adam Arishain, and one mitzvah which was given, added to the six, to noyach, Eva Minachai. Nevertheless, when it comes to, you'll ask a Goy today, what is Mechayiv you to keep these seven mitzvahs? The answer again is Har Sinai. The Torah that was given to Bnei Yisrael is Mechayev the Goy, quite possibly, as well. But for Yidden, there is no question about it, that we are compelled dafka. This applies to Gid Hanoshe, even though it says Alkein Lo Yochu Bnei Yisrael Gid Hanoshe. It applies to Bris Mila, it applies to Piri of Arivya, and so on and so forth. Hagam, that these mitzvahs may be mentioned in the Torah earlier and in a much earlier context in time, we are compelled because of Har Sinai. So when the Rambam speaks here about Siman Latzadik Zera Avram Avinu, he does not mean that our chiyuv to give tzedakah stems from that. Even though he quotes the pasuk, Ki yedativ leman asher yitzav es bonav es beisei achrav, v'shamru derech Hashem la'aseis tzedakah. The la'aseis tzedakah was a tzivui that Avram gave to his descendants, that they are mechuyev to do tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yedativ, Rashi says, Loshen chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avram, particularly because he created this entire mahalach in life called Derech Hashem for his descendants afterwards. And Afal Pikein, when we're mechuyev to do the mitzvah, and you ask, why are we doing tzedakah? You cannot answer, because of Avraham Avinu. Nevertheless, hagam, that the mitzvah and the chiyuv of tzedakah comes from Har Sinai, but our yichus, our genetic makeup, includes the inspiration of Avram to his descendants, which is measured by tzedakah u'mishpat. And if we do not do tzedakah, then not only have we violated the chiyuv from Har Sinai, but we have question marked our yichus. Because a person who descends from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it includes Gerim who've taken over the derech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, have to be compassionate. And if they don't express that compassion, it's a pegam and a suffix in their yichus itself. So the Rambam says that something that does not come from Har Sinai, don't dismiss it that everything started in Har Sinai. That's not true. The chiyuv, technically speaking, is from Har Sinai. But the inyan goes way back to Avraham Avinu, and there is the difference between the bracha, I believe, perhaps, between the bracha of Asher Kidshonu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al hamila And the next bracha, Asher Kitchonim Mitzvayisav in Sivonu Lachnisay Bevrisay Shal Avraham Avinu. At Har Sinai, Ribbono Shel Olam said, the Bris Milah is a covenant, not only a mitzvah. And the covenant of Bris Milah goes way back till Avraham Vizaray. Ki be Yitzchak Yikari L'chazara, be Yitzchak V'loi Kol Yitzchak. In other words, there was a bris for Yishmael, that was a mitzvah. At the time, Rambam says it continues even today, for the B'nai Keturah. And then you have a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. The mitzvah of Klal Yisrael rebuilds itself, and Archiv is Har Sinai. But the inyan of the bris, we have a bris that goes back to Avraham Avinu. And that did not get abolished at Har Sinai. That was not erased at Har Sinai. It's Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Tzedakah is very similar in this respect. We don't make a bracha on tzedakah. The Rishonim asked, why don't we make a bracha on tzedakah? There are different answers. Some of them say that since it's totally b'acherim to take, to receive it, so when you make the bracha, you cannot make a bracha, and then suddenly the bracha will be rendered useless because the other person did not help you fulfill the mitzvah. So any mitzvah that's totally b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha l'fana b'rchas ha-mitzvah. And there are kinds of questions, some do you do and some you don't. But untish teshu, like for example, the bracha of Siddur Kedushin. What happens if she walks away from the chuppah? So you
don't make a bracha to marry, you don't make a bracha on that.
So there's a whole shaila if that's a b'rchas ha-mitzvah. Or if it's a bracha of Shavach v'hidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so there are all kinds of issues and discussions. But the untish teshuva Rabbi Yisai is that a bracha of Lachnisa b'visa Shel Avraham Avinu is emphasizing the second point that we made. The chiyuv is Har Sinai, ala milah. But in the bris that we make, and we call it a bris, you know something, we never call it milah. Nobody ever says, when are you going to the milah? Now see, it's an interesting thing though, why not? When are you going to the bris? The bris is going to be at this and this time. We can't invite to a bris. We can only be moidia. Every time you use the word bris. I suspect that it's across the board, even by the Sfaradim. I don't know for a fact. Maybe some of you could tell me, but I think that it's always bris. So if that's the case, what is the bris and where does it come from? That bris is not from Har Sinai. Har Sinai, there was a bris. There were several brisais. And there were brisais subsequent to Har Sinai. But the bris of Milah stems from Avraham Avinu. The mitzvah tzedakah is the same in that respect, that the chiyuv of compelling me to give tzedakah is Har Sinai. When the Torah says pasayach tiftach es yodcha l'chicha l'aniyecha, or whatever other mitzvah saseh and lo saseh there is, lo samich es levach lo sikpes es yodcha. But the Rambam here is not emphasizing that. The Rambam is emphasizing which nekuda, that the yichus of the person is measured by how much he remains true to the command of Avraham Avinu. In the final analysis, the midas hachesed of Avraham, as everybody knows, is tempered by the midas hagvura of Yitzchak, the great, the teferet of Yankiv. But in the mitzvah of tzedakah, that midas hachesed is being emphasized. In other mitzvahs, the midas hagvura is emphasized. So here he says, simon letzadike zera Avraham Avinu, or simon latzadik zera Avraham Avinu. We are the descendants of Avraham, and the mitzvah of tzedakah reflects that fact. And for that reason, we're mechuyev to be especially careful in the mitzvah of tzedakah, as if to say, because otherwise our yichus itself will be questioned. And so it says in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. Then the Rambam says weiter. There's something else about tzedakah. Ve'ein kisei Yisrael miskoinein. V'das ha'emes oimedes elo b'tzedakah. Shenema b'tzedakah tikoinoni. What does he mean, ein kisei Yisrael miskoinein? His Bamis, the Torah has tkufis, where it's more successful and less successful. And Kisei Yisrael Miskoinein is the same thing. The Malchus of Yisrael and the Malchus al-Pi Torah of Yisrael. Says the Rambam here, what we would not say on our own, because we would ask, what's the connection between the two? That the whole of the structure of Yiddishkeit is guaranteed by the mitzvah of tzedakah. gewaldike, the yesoid. You know, it's very interesting. In America, a lot of Yiddishkeit fell away. In the turn of the century, tkufas, and there were tremendous ravages of assimilation that we are suffering from ad hayoim, terribly. You go to communities, to families, the intermarriage is noy revayim. We are insulated here, we don't feel it as much, but you go 2 feet out of your Dalet Amos and it's mamish like you're in the middle of the most horrible storm. In the churban that we suffered, not only did the Yidden in America not suffer the ravages of the most recent churban, but America was responsible for the end of the churban. And had we not entered into the war, the we meaning the Americans, then vel veis was wohl gewesen. So the chesed that they did and the tzedakah that they gave ratavid the Yidden of America from the ravages of the churban, and ratavid klal Yisrael from the ravages of the churban in its ultimate sense, it stems from the mitzvah tzedakah. This is not my vart, this is the vart of many gedolim that observed this scene and said that that was the zuchus that the Americans had. Furthermore, there are many gedolim that say there are three amudim, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasodim. When the amudim of Torah and Avodah are very, very weak, it's dafka, the amud ha-chesed, that keeps the structure alive. This is all in the words of the Rambam, Ein Kisei Yisrael miskonein, the das ha-emes ha-medes, ela bitzdaka. And then finally, what about the geula shleima? We have a pasuk tziyon b'mishpat tipode b'shaveh b'tzedaka. A peledik ezach. Listen to the pasuk. Tziyon is going to have its pidyon through mishpat, and the people who return b'tzedaka. It's hard to negotiate this pasuk. It's like asking, let's make up our minds. Is it mishpat or is it tzedaka? Mishpat and tzedaka are two separate things. They're nearly opposite. One is midas hadin. One is midas hachesed. But the Rambam ignores the fact that it says tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh, and he says ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'shvil atzdaka shenemar tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh b'shaveh b'tzdaka. I don't have time now to go into this because I want to emphasize some other things here in the Rambam. But you should mull over this question. If the pasuk says two things, how did the Rambam say only one thing? If the pasuk says b'mishpat tipadeh b'shaveh b'tzdaka, then how does the Rambam say ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'shvil atzdaka? He should have said what? Ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'shvil ha'mishpat v'hatzdaka. Then he'll be all right. Mishpat means din emes la'amita. Mishpat means the dayanim don't take shoychad. Mishpat means many things. But mishpat v'hatzdaka, that balance creates gula shlema. But he doesn't say it. He says, "Ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'schus hatzdaka shenem atziyim b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzdaka." The secret of the answer lies in the chiluk in the lashon that by mishpat it says tziyon is going to be tipadeh, and by tzdaka it says klal Yisrael, the people, v'shaveh, those who return, will be nifteh. Vaistois, there's a difference between the pidyon of the land and the pidyon of the people. And the pidyon Yisrael nigolim is b'shvil hatzdaka. To be masbir that requires a little bit more, but we'll go weiter. The Rambam says lo oilom ein odom ma'ani min hatzdaka. The pasuk says v'hoya ma'ise hatzdaka shalom. Hazei shteit in pasuk. Ma'ise hatzdaka shalom. Because it says ma'ise hatzdaka shalom, the Rambam says two things. Ein odam ma'ani, a person does not become poor by giving tzedakah. You see sometimes, so gvaldike kasha l'chayra. It says, hamevazbez, al yevazbez yoyse mechaymish. Correct or not? What does it mean? That you're not supposed to give more than a fifth of your money to tzedakah. If a person follows that mahalach, he has 4/5 left. How could you say that you could ever become impoverished from giving tzedakah? What does it mean? It means a person gives everything away. So then he taka becomes impoverished. So the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to give it back. If a HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to give it back and you can rely on it, why can't you give away more than a chaimish? Memanafshach. Which way does it go? So we have to understand, what does it mean, La'olam ein adam mani bishvil hatzdaka? Why should anybody have a havamina that by doing mitzvahs, for that reason you become poor? But I'm not going to emphasize this. This is also a shir b'fnei atzmai. I want to emphasize the next line. The Rambam continues and he says, based on that same pasuk, v'hoya ma'asa hatzdaka shalom, that everything is complete, it's peaceful, everything is perfect when you give tzedaka. L'olam ein davar ra v'loy hezek niglal b'shvil hatzdaka. Nothing bad can come of giving tzedakah. So the question is, what bad can come from giving tzedakah? Again, the same question. What's the problem if I give tzedakah? How could something bad accrue from it? It's only good. You help the person, you feel good yourself, and you still have money left. What is the problem? So I once asked my brother, Rabbi Abraham, so he suggested that the difference between Ein Odom Mani and Ein Davar Ra Hezek Niglal is the same difference like you find in Chol HaMoed between losing money by not working and Minias HaRevach. He says, in other words, like this. Let's say that because you gave $1,000 to a poor person, you didn't have the money to invest, and 2 minutes later somebody comes and says, give me $1,000, it'll be $3,000 in a week. But he says, I don't have it, I just gave it away to the Aramah. So the Rambam is telling me that if you're meant to make that profit, nothing negative can come from giving tzedakah. So if you gave that money to the Oni and you don't have it, the profit will come from somewhere else. That's his hesber. It's a nice hesber. I wanted to suggest something else. I had a kasha that was always bothering me. Chazal are constantly emphasizing that we are mechuyev not only to give tzedakah, but to make the Araman a ben bais. What does it say? Yehi beischa pasuach lirvacha, v'yiyu aniyim b'nei beischa. It's not enough that your house is open wide, never mind just giving tzedakah to the ani in the street. You have to let him into your house. But even that's not enough. What do you have to do? You have to make him a member of your household. You have to make him, as Chazal say, that you, when you give the ani, you give him, when he comes in, you give him the best that you possibly have. But after a while, you give him the same potatoes that everybody else is eating. Because you want to make him feel like he belongs. He's part of the household. He's just like every other member of the family. He's not treated any differently because he belongs there. There's a mice of a gevir in England that he used to have a palace, and there were many rooms, and the mishulachim used to stay there for weeks on end. So once, and they didn't necessarily even know who he was. They used to just come in and settle themselves and eat in the kitchen, and everything was provided for. A tremendous tzaddik. So one day the owner, is walking through the corridors of his own house, and a fellow who just arrived says, tell me something, how long are you allowed to stay over here? Do you know? So he thought he was talking to another mishulach. So he says, well, I'll tell you the truth, nobody threw me out. So this is the inyan of yiyu aniyim b'nei v'secha. I had a meridik akasha, and I didn't see this question anywhere. In Klal Yisrael, there's a very big concern about ayin hara. The Gemara talks about it quite often. The Gemara tells us a maaseh with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was incredibly beautiful. And Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside of the mikveh, everybody knows, v'chulu, v'chulu. And the Gemara says, wasn't he afraid of an ayin hara? So he said, I anami shevet Yosef kasina de loisholta ba ayin abisha. Shenema bein poris Yosef. By the Sfardim, there's not one corner to turn to the right, to the left, to the north and to the south, where there isn't some sort of a kameya that has that pasuk, bein poris Yosef, bein poris aliyah. And the Gemara says that many die from all kinds of things, but the vast majority that are buried in the Beis HaKvaros are from an Ayin Hara. An Ayin Hara is Alpi Teva. You can be Masbis something Alpi Seichel, even if it's not the Ikar Alpi Seichel. But there's an element of al-pisaychel in everything. Al-pisaychel, a person has, and the other person, nebach, does not have. Whatever that has, is. Some people it's riches, some people it's a home, some people it's a marriage, some people it's children, some people it's good children. There's no limit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides and provides and provides. And then there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow did not provide in that way. And then that person looks upon the person that has, and he doesn't. And he rolls up his eyes to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, where's the mishpat? Where's the tzedek? Where's the elchkeit of your din? What's so wrong with me that he has and I don't have? Was kumt them? And that's ma'ayr, a tremendous din in Shamayim. Taka azay, was kumt them? That's the logical part of Ayin Hara. There's much more to it than that. So the question is a very poshita question. It's very nice to say, Yiyu aniyim b'nei beisecha. Imagine the following scene. A person just comes home for Shabbos from shul. Friday night. He invited somebody that he found, a schlepper, a meshulach, a beggar, a bandit. He found him in the shul. He's all in tatters. He doesn't have anything in anybody. He doesn't possess a thing in the world. And nobody cares about him. And he was about to lie down on the bench. And what would be with his Shabbos meal? Vel vase. So he'd go hungry once again. Yichob rachmona safem. The usher comes and he takes him into his house. Where's his house? His house is a palace on the top of the hill. You walk up the road and the ani looks at this house and he says, oh, unbelievable. So many rooms. Everything is lit up. Kulayay mekavayt. He goes into the house. All the children are lined up around the table. Good Shabbos, Tati. Good Shabbos, Mami. There's a Tata and a Mami. She's dressed with a Zaydin the Tichel with a golden tiara on top. And she's just, you see the leichter, it's the candelabra, the size of face of a horse. And it's standing there in the middle, all gelichten, and the beautiful white tablecloth with the most expensive china that money could buy. Look over Shabbos. And this person comes in, and how does he digest it? How does he eat it? And what happens when he rolls up his eyes and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, how come he has so much and I have nothing? You know what? So, are Chazal inviting us for the most super ayin hara that you could possibly get? A person makes a chasana. Chasana? Somehow or other, no matter what, with takonas, till you're blue in the face. A barayid makes a chasana, it's something. It's something. It's a pe'er, it's a teferis. And whether the band is one person playing or 25 people, it doesn't really make any difference. Everybody's dressed, everybody's fine. Mezink, the mitans, and the food is there. And everybody's mamish, la'ela la'ela. Do you know that Rabbi Yerucham, I mentioned it, today is his yard site. It's kedai to mention it again on his yard site. Rabbi Yerucham was a very great psychologist. Rabbi Yerucham, the mashkiach of the mir, Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz. Zichayinu levracha, l'chaya olam haba. He was a tremendous psychologist. And Rabbi Yerucham said that when a person comes into a simcha, and he wishes a mazel tov, until he gets into the simcha with the dancing and the singing and loses himself in the joy of the other person, the first moment he says, I wish you wouldn't have a mazel tov. Because he doesn't say it to him, he says it in his head. But to him he says mazel tov. Gives him a kiss, an embrace. I don't have the shidduch. He just married off his fifth child, just like that, in 6 months. You're going to invite an Araman into such a matzav? And in every shtub in Europe, there was a thing, a plate for the Araman. Every chasana, there was a table for the Aramalite. How could you do that? You're inviting in the most precious moment, in the most difficult moment for a stranger to bear, you're inviting a person to eat you up. What's the pshat in that? For a mitzvah, I have to be moiser nefesh like that? The answer is, Ein shum davar ra hezek niglal b'shvil hatzdaka. I believe so much in this that I touched up, that that's why they had the table for the aniyim. Not merely so the aniyim should also have. I know there's a mishuluch. I don't know how much he makes, but he's gained 50 pounds in the last 2 years. Every night he's by another chasana. As that's the chavek, not in the back. Table number one. Nothing but the best. He sits himself down. Everybody else is dancing. He doesn't know the mechutanim, so why should he dance? He's going to eat. And he eats a ganze suda suda shloim b'shaitav shteitzach. And then I saw him once asking the waiter, maybe you have another portion. I'm, you know. And the waiter doesn't know from anything. He doesn't know who he is or what he is. He brings him another portion. Baruch Hashem. Klal Yisrael, rachmanim bnei rachmanim. They invite the people to the chasna. I suspect that adarabba, pungfaket, an araman is an umbrella of protection for all the ayin haras. You invite the araman into your house, and there's an umbrella. All of a sudden, a cocoon is spread around the house. Ein davar ra hezek niglal b'shvil atzdokah. Shenemar v'hoyam ayis atzdokah shalom. If it happens to be that someone else happens to be there, that's not an ani, he can't give an ayin hara either. Now, do I have a makar for this? No. That's the inyan that they were never worried about ayin hara, because you can't have an ayin hara from the mitzvah of tzedakah. Then the Rambam says, Kol ha-merachim merachamim olav, shenema v'nosan l'chorachamim v'richam chavihir becha. I just want you to know something. There are people who give tzedakah and they lose their money completely. No question about it. And when you start looking at that, you ask yourself, wait a minute. What about all those promises? So I want you to know there's a yesoid in Yiddishkeit. A yesoid, it's one of the animamins almost. That when something is promised in such a perfect way, that it will always happen exactly as it's promised, there's too much of a hoichacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam's actions in the world, and it takes away from a person's bechira. Imagine the following scene. I give money to tzedakah, and 10 minutes later I buy a stock, and the stock goes up through the roof. And it always happens that way. You understand? There has to be a doubt. There has to be a cheshbon that's outside of our reach. But that does not mean, number one, of course, that there is no cheshbon. Punkt faket. The cheshbon is very complex and complicated, but there's a perfect cheshbon. The Ribbono Shel Olam is medakdek mitzadikim, especially kechut asayim. And then number two, the cheshbon is such that we have to believe that in the end it comes out much better than we ever imagined. And of course, we can imagine scenarios like that. The Gemara has an interesting machloikus between Rav and Shmuel, how you finish the bracha of Asher Yotzar. And you know that when we say Asher Yotzar, we say Reifei Kol Basar. Rav was of the opinion that you're supposed to say Reifei Cholim. And Shmuel says, you make everybody Kitsiri, Kitsiri in Aramaic is Cholim. You make everybody sick. What's going on? And even he, Shmuel, who does not want to say Reifei Cholim, he says Reifei Kol Basar. What's Reifei? It should have said Mekayim Kol Basar. The refuah comes when there's a makkah. We want to talk about in Asher Yotzar when it's happening correctly, when the pipes are flowing, when things are the way they ought to be. So why we say Reifei? Is the answer, I said, I have to ask another question. We say in Fa'enu Kisi Hi Laseinu Ata. What do we mean Kisi Hi Laseinu Ata? What does that mean? So the answer is, it's a terrible mistake to imagine that refuah is when we identify a sickness. Refuah is going on all the time. Very simple thing. We have an immune system. Why do we have an immune system? Because we're being invaded by bacteria yom v'layla. How come we don't know it? Unless somebody's nafal mishkov, or somebody has a swine flu, or somebody has the bite of a tick. What is that called? Lyme disease. The teretz is because there are times that it happens that somehow our immune system doesn't work the way we would like it to work. But when it works, it's knocking out one disease after another, one problem after another. 99.9% of the time, it's knocking out things so well that we don't even chap that it's working. That's why it's roifei kol basar. And Rav was willing to say that we are always chaylim. And he said, no, you can't say chaylim, because we see chaylim in a different light. We see chaylim as a problem that we can identify, not a problem that we don't have to identify, because it was taken care of, 1, 2, 3, by the Ribbono Shel Olam as part of the natural course of the human biology. So he says, roifei chaylim. And this one says, no, you can't say chaylim. Roifei kol basar. But roifei, it remains no matter what, even according to Shmuel, roifei kol basar. Because it's a refuah. And that's Kisil Aseinu. The perpetual shevach that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for our normal state. It's the Asher Yotzar that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Then we ask for the refuah that's extraordinary. V'halei refuah shleim alachom ha'koseinu ma'choyvenu, etc., etc. You first talk about the part of refuah that works all the time, and then you speak about the refuah for the makkah. That's why when a person wonders, how did he lose his pants? He gave so much money to tzedakah. How does anyone ever know what that is instead of? How will anyone ever know? And that's a very, very heavy statement. And somebody will come and say, well, that's a cop-out. Since you'll never know, so you could always say that. In a chanami, you're right, you could always say that. And it's a chutzpah niflah to imagine that we, with our puny little minds, have the slightest capacity to fathom the vast cheshbon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Ribbono Shel Olam can make and manipulate something, you see the incredible cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the Chazal Megalit, Tefach, Mechaset, Fachayim, those things that Avraham Avinu did by himself, Klal Yisrael got paid back by themselves. Those things that Avraham Avinu did Al Yedei Shaliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back Al Yedei Shaliach. When did he pay them back? 2 days later? You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years later, dairis later. So what kind of a computer is that? So we're going to go figure out the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbonos. You see a person loses his money and you're a maimon, you say he gave tzedakah. Wow, what a lucky guy. He abgekommen mit Bubkes, lost his money. Like I say today, what is money? Money, you know, the Bali Musa used to say, Geld, Gimel Ayin Lamites. Geld is Begematria Blotte. Blotte in Yiddish is mud. But then somebody used to say, in answer that, yeah, aber Blotte in Nishkin Geld. But the truth of the matter is that Geld is Begematria Blotte. And it's good to have it, to do the right things with it. But on the totem pole, on the list of priorities, there are so many priorities that are ahead of geld. So many. It's just our stupidity. We put such a dogish chazak on it. You know, all the mechanchim, the gedolim, used to say, how many parents know the names of the rebbeim and teachers of their children in the yeshivas and the beis yankas? You can count them on the fingers of one hand. And yet when it comes to buy a stock or to get a bargain or to buy something at a cheaper price, they make investigation upon investigation to save a couple of dollars. The human nature, we are, you know, fundamentally we're very stupid. You know, when that's the truth. The truth is, I told you this once. My Zayde Rav Shmigel Zichrono Livracha used to say that the whole of Yiddishkeit is two Polish phrases. Bunch mondre and ni bunch grubi. Bunch mandra means be smart. And ni bunch gubi, you can figure it out already, is don't be stupid. All of the mitzvahs I say is bunch mandra. And all the mitzvahs lois I say is ni bunch gubi. The truth is, to be smart is nishpashit. We have to be smart. But the Rambam tells us, we can trust the Rambam. Then Rambam says, he spells out what he said earlier, Beremiza, he spells it out now, black on white. V'chol mishahu achzori, v'einay merachem, yesh lochush liyichuso. You have the right, al pi halacha, to suspect that he does not come from a Yiddish imam. Why? She'ein ha'achzorius mitzuya ela bagoyim, she'nem achzori heima v'lo yirachemu. Then the Rambam adds one thing, which is an unbelievable thing. You have to understand a machlokes between Turnus Rufus HaRasha and Rabbi Akiva in the first Perek of Baba Basra. So Nesrufus HaRasha asks Rabbi Akiva, how dare the Yidden give tzedakah and help the poor person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser that he should be poor? If you know a little bit about Roman philosophy, the philosophy of the Greeks and the Romans, the destiny of a poor person is dictated by the gods and you're not allowed to tamper with it. And the only time they ever gave anything that was doimel tzedakah, like the dole that they used to give out, was to preserve the peace and to protect their interests. There was never any such a thing as giving an araman. And by them it was almost an aveira, because you're interfering with that person's destiny and you're messing with the higher powers. That was decreed. He's supposed to be poor. He's probably punished. Why are you helping him? And then he gives a marshal. For Rabbi Akiva to better understand, he gives a marshal. Marshal the melech, that he was gozer on a person, on one of his servants, that he should be thrown out of the palace. And he commanded that no one should ever go near him to give him food and drink. And someone came, and he was machil him, and he was mashke him. Shouldn't the melech be kayis on him? So how could you give tzedakah? How could the Shbokhu decree he should be poor? Says Rabbi Akiva, that's not a good marshal. Marshal melech, that he was angry at his son, at his flesh and blood, and he sent him into exile and commanded that he shouldn't be given food or drink. And someone decided, I'm going to help him. Won't in the end the melech be tzefriden that someone's taking care of his child? And we are called bonim lamakim, shenema bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. It's interesting, Tunis Rufus and Rabbi Akiva are throwing psukim around. Tunis Rufus, it's interesting. Tunis Rufus HaRasha. Tunis Rufus is nonplussed. He says, wait a minute. You just gave me a mashal and you gave me a pasuk, but you're wrong. Because when are Yisrael called bonim? Bizman sha'oisim ritzayne shalmakim. Look around you, Rabbi Akiva. What do you see? You see Churban, you see desolation, Churban Beis HaMikdash, so much suffering, so much torture, so much pillaging, so much destruction. How could you imagine that the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with you people? It's Zman She'eino Moisim Ritzayno Shamakim. And when it is Zman She'eino Moisim Ritzayno Shamakim, you are Avodim, Shenema Avodayim. And Avodim, that's my Moshel, not Bonim, your Moshel. Rabbi Akiva then says something very cryptic. He says, Afilu Hachi, right? It says, Aniim Merudim Tavi Bois. The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Yeshayahu which will be lain in the Haftorah to Yom Kippur. Halay Parais Loraiv Lachmecha, Vaniim Merudim Tavi Bois, Kisira Araim Vekisisai, Umipsarcha Loisis Alam. So the Pasuk says, Aniim Merudim, the most desperate Aniim. When are the desperate Aniim, says Rabbi Akiva? Only Bizman She'eino Moisim Ritzayno Shalmakim. And still the Pasuk says, bring him into your house and take care of them. So you see, says the Pasuk, that even in the worst matzav, and Zman She'eino Moisim Ritzayno Shalmakim brought it to that matzav, still you're supposed to take him in and take care of him. Habichag Valdi Kekashin. If that's the answer, so why doesn't Rabbi Akiva give this pasuk right away? And since when is Tunis Rufus impressed by a pasuk? What's going on over here? Perhaps we can say that Rabbi Akiva was not emphasizing just the beginning of the pasuk; he was emphasizing the entire pasuk. The pasuk ends mipsarcha losis alam. You cannot ignore your flesh and blood. What flesh and blood? He's not my brother, and he's not my cousin. He said, it's a distant fellow that came in Merchakim, and he's begging at my door. And I take a look at him, and he's a miserable matzav. And I take care of him. And I clothe him, and I feed him, and I bring him into my house, and I make him a ben bayis. Where's Mipsar Cholosis Alam? The teretz is, every yid is Mipsar Cholosis Alam. Just a moment. How could it be? The answer is, all yidin are brothers. It's Bizman She'eino Moisim Ritzayno Shalmakim. You want to know what I think? I think like this. If a father says, you're my child, the children don't have to say, you're our father, because the father said it already. But what if the children don't hear from the father, you are my child? So then you know what they say? They say, we are all brothers. It's got to be a father. So you must be the father. In other words, You can compel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bisman She'enam Oisim Mitzayna Shalmakayim, to accept the title of father, and therefore it always is Bonim Atem. But sometimes it's Bonim Atem because Hashem says so right away. Bisman She'enam Mitzayna Shalmakayim. He's proud of them. He parades them. He says, these are my children. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeich. What happens when he doesn't? And he looks upon them like Avodim. We still have the Koyach to compel Ki'ilu Kivayachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, you are my Bonim. How? By insisting on our Yichus with one another. Avodim have no Yichus. There's no brothershaft by Avodim. There's no Yichus. It's not my brother. Even if he's born from the same parents, he's not a brother. Because he's sold into slavery to another person, and that person raises him, and the other person is there, and he's there, and there's no brothershaft. They're just pieces of property. A brother is a Yid who cares about another Yid. And when he does that, he forces HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, Kivayachol, to still say, Bizman She'enam Oisim Mitzayna Shalmakayim, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. That's what Rabbi Kiva was answering. That even though you can give your mashal because you think like a guy, but a Yid can never give a mashal that because they're Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be angry. Because the minute I take care of that other Yid, even Bizman She'enam Oisim Mitzayna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now sees them as Bonim, and he's happy that he took care of them. That's the emes pshat, I believe, in this Gemara. And listen to the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Kol Yisrael v'hanilve aleihem ke'achim heim. All Yidin are brothers. They're just like brothers of the flesh. Shene'amar, where's the pasuk? So we look for a pasuk that says that Yidin are brothers. Like we say, Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Where's the pasuk though? That's not a pasuk. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Kol Yisrael v'hanil v'aleim ka'achim heim sh'neamar bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Im lo yirachem ha'ach al ochiv, mi yirachem olav. Who's going to care about a fellow Jew? We have a Yid that used to daven with us. A tzaddik yisod olam like you never saw. I mean a person that's meiser nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Torah 24 hours a day. A Yid that gave up everything, moved to Eretz Yisrael, and a plaktzach and a muchetzach mamish yoimim v'layla. And he has no panosa, but he's an Eved Hashem in the highest level mamish, with a mesiras nefesh that puts us mamish in awe, that bizman hazed it could be such a Yid. Now, a person now is thousands of miles away, it's very easy to forget about him. But we have, Baruch Hashem, people who understand this Rambam, Kol HaYisrael v'nil v'aleim ka'achim heim. And ka'achim heim, there's no geography. There's no distance. Im lo yirachim ha'ach al ochiv, mi yirachim olav. Very interesting. The biggest chesaron in every public institution is one word. They. They will do it. They will take care of it. You take out the word they. I once told somebody there's some Meshuggah that wrote a book, a novel, and it doesn't have in the entire novel the letter E. All right, you have to be made out of a certain kind of material to want to do something like that. I mean, that's not exactly one of my priorities in life. But Lemaisa, there is such a thing. Well, somebody wrote a novel in French like that, and another one wrote a novel in English. In klal work, there should be a handbook how to be an ish hatzibur, how to be a member of klal, and that handbook should not have the word they in it even once. There's no they. It's you. It's me. Gaiva, you're not supposed to say ani. In volunteering, it's the only word that you're supposed to say. What do you mean, you, they, he? It's me. And that's the pshat. A person has to think, im lo yirachim ha'achal ha'ach, mi yirachim olav. Even if there's 1,000 achim. You don't say, so there's another ach. No. Im lo yirachim ha'achal ha'ach means me. Mi yirachim olav. And the Rambam continues, l'mi ani Yisrael noisim eneyem. Halagoyim shesainin oisan v'roit v'machareyim ha'ein einehem tluyos elolacheyim. It's another corollary to this Rambam, which is a Meiridika corollary. Chas v'sholom, a person should say, my money stays in my pocket, and I'll give the ani a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him. The chayra is almost a kfira in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam saying, who's going to be merachim on the ani? Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam in the picture? You forgot about the Eibishter? The answer is exactly right. When it comes to giving tzedakah, there's a chiyuv of amnesia. You cannot say the Eibishter v'telfim. You cannot say the Eibishter v'telfim. You want to give a bracha? Give him $1,000. And when he puts the money in his pocket and he feels that he's alive again, you say, and this is nothing compared to what the Eibishter will do for you. But you give the ani a dollar, you think you did a big thing, you slam the door shut, and right before you slam the door, you say, listen, I know that it's not much, but the Eibishter v'telf. Comes home, and his wife has, you know, comes home from his trip to America, and the wife says, how did you do? So he says, I managed to pay for the hatzayis of the ticket. But he said the Eibishter v'telfim. So this is not enough, apparently, for the Rambam. It's pilei ployim. He's on a roll. Kol hamalim einov min atzdoka areza nikra b'liyal. K'moshe nikra oivid avodazora b'liyal. I want to add something to this vote. It's pshat not like the Rambam wants to tell you, listen, you know how important tzedakah is? I'm going to throw the whole of the kitchen sink at you. You know, you're a monster. You're this, you're this. You're an oivid avodah zarah. Each thing has to have a reason. You can't stop and say you're this. Why are you this? Why is it doimet oivid avodah zarah? You know what the answer is? Because the secret of giving is that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anyhow. And the minute a person says it's mine, that's when the hand becomes a tight fist. When a person is able to say it's mine with that kind of conviction, it's kfira. It's not yours. It never was yours. It's a pikadon. At the end of Megillas Rus in the Yalkut Shemoni, it's something that everybody should memorize. It's a story. It's easy to memorize. They tell a story about a yid with his wife, that they were of Gehakta Tzaris, and he was once going and he met Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi says, you're nice people, I like you, I have a message from the Eibishter, I have a treasure for you, and you'll have 6 good years. You want it now, or do you want it at the end of your life? He says, I can't make such a decision except if I consult with my wife. A very intelligent person, you see. So he goes back and he asks his wife, and his wife says, go back and tell him we want it now. So he goes back and he says, you won't be able to get home even, and you'll already be a rich man. And when he was walking home, the children were playing in the front yard and they were digging and they found an oitzer, and they had enough to be super wealthy for 6 years. The wife says to the husband, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so good and kind to us, to stop to squander it on fancy things, and it's ridiculous. If we got such a oitzer, we have to do things with it. So they went and they were mafazed the money in stock and chesed. 6 years passed by, and Eliyahu comes, and he meets again the fellow without the wife. So he says, no, it's time to give back, to take back the pikot. So he says, I'm not doing anything without my wife. I got it with my wife, I'm giving it back with my wife. Comes home, his wife says to him, go tell Eliyahu, you can have it if you can find someone that can take better care of the money, that can do better with the money. And of course Eliyahu said, we can't. And the money stayed with them, and they lived happily ever after. That story repeats itself in everybody's life. Everything we have is that matana, and everything we have is that pikadon. The Rachayim HaKadosh asks a gvaldi kakasha on the posuk, im kesef talve es ami es ha'oni imach. What is the loshen es ha'oni imach poshup shat? If you give to my people halvos, who needs halvos? The poor people who are amongst you, imach amongst you. But yes, the kasha, what do you mean amongst you? Well, where are they? Of course they're amongst you. That's why you're giving it to them. So he says, es ha'oni imach means something else. Esa ani imach means the money that belongs to the ani to begin with is in your pocket. Imach, it's in your pocket. What does it mean? So he says, the kakasha always bothered me, he says. He says, I understand why people are poor. It's exerim and hashamay. I understand why people have money, because they have to live. But why are people super rich? The extra money that people have, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to them? What is it for? What can you do with it? So he says, you know what the answer is? Orachayim. He says, the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, some people are zoicha that they can get their parnosa directly. Directly from Hashem. They have a job, they work, they make money. Other people, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer, they have to get their parnosa through another bus of Adam. We say, loyal yidei matnas bus of Adam. Through bus of Adam. Through bus of Adam is an ignominy, it's a bizayah. But it's not the usher's money. It's the ani's money in the hands of the usher. So imagine you go to a teller with a tzetel. You want to take out of your account $5,000. You give it to the teller. The teller looks at the fellow, looks at the tzetel, says, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood. I'm a shugina. Does the haystack up? Give me my negelt. It exactly says the Arachayim. It's not my word, it's the Arachayim. The Arachayim says, this is exactly the story. The Oni knocks on the door, the person has, he has to give it away, because it's the Oni's money. Es ha'oni imach. Pile ploy. So that's the Rambam says, Nikra Bial, K'moshe Nikra, Oivid Avodazora. Bavodazora, Amru, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Bial. Ubamalim Einov Minatstoka Uimer, Hisham Lachapanya Dover im Lavav Chabalial. What's the Lavav Chabalial? Where's the Kfira? It's my money. That's the Kfira. So it's not a like Stam, he wants to pile on the negatives. It's a Milsa Bataima Mamish. And then he says, Vinikra Rasha, Shinema Varachme Rishoyim Achzori, Vinikra Choite, Shinema Vikarlo Velecha Hashem Vikoya Bechochet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korev L'Shabbos HaAniyim Shenema Shabbos HaAniyim Ata Sishma. By the way, I just want to tell you something very interesting also from Megillas Rus. We just learned it. The Vilna Gaon says a scary, scary thing. The Vilna Gaon says, and maybe it's kedai to finish with this halacha, because these are the general backgrounds, and the Rambam says Kol HaNosim Tzedakah, he has to give a Sefer Panim Yafos, etc. But this point, the Vilna Gaon says that when Rus came back from Moab, right? Remember that scene that she comes back there on the crossroads? Chazal tells us it was the Levaya of Boaz's wife. Everybody was on the road, and they encounter Naomi, and they say the famous two words, Hazois Naomi. And she says, don't call me Naomi, which means pleasant, call me Mara. And then it says, Hashem Onabi. The Gaon says that Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Harachamim. It should have been Elohim Onabi. So why does it say Hashem Onabi? So he says a Gevaldik Ezach. He says the Midas Harachamim for the Aniyim that they did not help because they ran away and they locked up the treasures to protect their investment, to keep their money. They Elimelech locked the treasures and left at the time of the famine. All those poor people who were relying on him for their support. And he felt, listen, I can help people from time to time, but in a time of famine, I'll be wiped out. They'll come in droves, in hordes. So all those people cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Midas HaRachamim for them spoke up against Elimelech. That's Hashem Anabi. Says the Gaon as a corollary. If the Midas Hadin goes up against somebody, there's still hope. You know what the hope is? Midas HaRachamim. But if the Midas HaRachamim goes up against somebody, there's no hope. Zokta Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korov L'Shabbas HaAniyim Shenema Shabbas HaAniyim Ato Sishma Right? Tzakas Hadal Takshiv V'Soshia L'fikach Tzorich L'Izoya Mitzakosam. You have to be very careful that the Ani should not cry out. The person slams the door on the Ani. The Ani goes out of the doorway and he goes back and away from the house, and he turns around once and says, Ribbono shel Olam, How long is this going to go on? How can I be so miserable? How come nobody helps me? Tzakas hadal takshiv v'seishia. There's a guarantee. It's very frightening. But this is the no holds barred, gloves off picture of mitzvah tzedakah that the Rambam presents. It's not stam a mitzvah because it's zera Avram Avinu ki yadativ l'man hashe yitzav elasit tzedakah. Yichus, because otherwise he's an achzori, he's a chash that he's not Jewish. Because Yid na rachmonim na rachmonim. Who is a Yid going to rely on if not his brother? And every Yid is like a brother because it says, Bonim atem l'ashem aleikeichem. Ein shum dovarau hezik niglal b'shvil atzdoka, shenem aval yomais atzdoka sholim. The geula comes because it's tzdoka, because it's siyam mishpati pada b'shavah b'tzdoka, and kisei Yisrael miskainen, and dasa emes has its aimedes, its amida, only with tzdoka, because it says b'tzdoka tikainoni. And finally, of course, if a person does not chatzah sholem give tzdoka, a whole slew of negatives. It's keilu avid avadizara, because it says, it's called the Rosh Rachmi Rishoy Machzori. He's called the Chayte because of the Korolachal Hashem Vayabuchal Chayt. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Karv L'Shabbos Aniyim. Shabbos Aniyim Atosishma Tzakas Adal Taksiv Zoshia. And Bris Krusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the cries of the Oni, because it says, V'hoya ki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanun Oni. Should be Zoyche. This is all in the mitzvah tzedakah for Aniyim.